Robert, we've been hearing your reports from Havana all week, and I'm excited because you have a big finale for us, right?
You should be excited. This is a very interesting character named Carlos Varela. He's a Cuban protest singer.
All right, a protest singer. Should I assume he's protesting the Cuban government?
Yes and no. Varela is a singer who can draw big crowds, both in Havana, where he lives, but also in Miami, also in Canada, in Europe. And his most famous song, which we'll hear in a moment, has actually been translated into English. It's been recorded by Jackson Brown. It's called Walls and Doors.
So on your visit, where did you interview him?
Well, as you'll hear, it was not in a sound studio.
Nice.
It was at the Hotel Nacional in a bar that celebrates 20th century Havana, right down to photos of some of the American mobsters who used to hang out there. Our colleague Eder Peralta interpreted, and producer Theo Balcom recorded. I should say, this bar mixes mojitos on an industrial scale, and we ordered around as Varela, dressed all in black with Prada shades, a guy who's known by sight to the hotel staff, I should say, took out his guitar, and he talked with me about changes in Cuba's dealings with the U.S.
Creo que nadie sabe aún si es una buena o una mala noticia.
No one yet knows whether this is good or bad, but what we know is that a path has been established and that the chips have been dropped. And what we need is for this process not to be stopped, for this game not to be blocked.
Do you want to get your mojito before? I don't want to keep you from your drink.
Salud.
Salud. Let me just describe. We're sitting in a bar at the Hotel Nacional in Havana. And as we've been talking about this present moment in Havana, right, a tour group has come through, and they're taking pictures of all of the displays on the walls here of the bar, which show all these famous people who came to the Hotel Nacional. I mean, Jean-Paul Sartre, Ava Gardner. And, you know, people come and they like to catch a glimpse of what this was, what Havana used to be. And I wonder if people have a forward-looking view, a future-oriented view of this place.
Yo creo que La Habana es una ciudad maravillosa.
Havana is a marvelous, magical place, but to many people, it's a place that has been suspended in a certain time.
Eso suele ser un encanto para los que vienen de turismo y no la habitan.
And that tends to be an enchantment for tourists who want to see something that has been battered by the wind and the salt.
Pero para el que la habita.
But that's not the way people who live in it see it. They don't see it in that poetic way. They'd like to fix the place in which they live without fleeing.
Tiene un especial sentido del humor.
And Cubans have a good sense of humor.
El cubano de la calle, de a pie.
So how do Cubans think about the future? You know, that's why when the U.S. and Cuba got put on this path, you know, you got a call from a lot of Cubans, and they said,
Qué bien. ¿Y Home Depot cuándo viene?
You know, when is the Home Depot coming to Havana?
I'm speaking in the bar at the Hotel Nacional in Havana with Carlos Varela, very famous protest singer from Cuba. And I wonder, Carlos, do you have a song that you can sing for us that is about what people feel these days in Cuba?
Sí, es una canción que se llama Muros y Puertas.
The song is called Walls and Doors.
This is the song that was translated and recorded in English by Jackson Brown. It begins, ever since the world has existed, one thing is certain. There are those who build walls and those who build doors.
Desde que existe el mundo, hay una cosa cierta. Unos hacen los muros y otros hacen las puertas. Pero eso, mi amor, creo que eso ya lo sabes.
The refrain of this song, as it was translated for Jackson Brown's English version, is, there can be freedom only when nobody owns it.
Y siempre fue así, oye, y eso tú lo sabes. Que la libertad
cuando no es de nadie. Y siempre fue así, oye, y eso tú lo sabes.
The music and lyrics of Carlos Varela, Cuban singer-songwriter in Havana earlier this month.